Oh man, it just spilled all over the place.
Yeah, party foul. Party foul.
What's up, guys? This is Zach, and you have just stepped into the dark blue. Today, I've got a lovely co-host with me named Jay Moreno of Masculinity Mastered. How's it going, Jay?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm glad to have you here, man.
It's good to be here.
Good stuff. So, guys, today we're talking about balance. And I'm not talking about, like, staying up on a bicycle. I'm not talking about, like, walking a tightrope. I'm talking about in our minds and our lives. We're talking about balance today. As always, in Into the Dark Blue tradition, we're going to start with some tasty beverage here. So usually you guys know we drink beer, but today, to balance it out a little bit, we're going to do some cider from Incline Cider Company. It's a white peach cider. It's just really refreshing, and it's a little dry, but still got that sweet peach flavor to it. And so we're gonna try this out, and I want to know what Jay thinks of this, actually, because usually I've had beer with Jay, so we're gonna see what he thinks of some cider.
All right, let's do it.
Oh man, it just spilled all over the place.
Yeah, party foul. Party foul.
What better way to start off a conversation than spilled alcohol?
It's wild. Coffee and beer.
Yeah, I set Jay up with a nice latte here as well. So,
black coffee. It's black coffee.
right. Black coffee.
Black coffee.
Put the hair on your chest.
Yeah, John Wayne, man. John Wayne.
All right, man. Well,
let's do it.
Cheers. Thanks for the conversation.
Yes, sir. How do you like it?
I love this cider. This is one of my favorites. I first tried it earlier this summer. And yeah, like I said, it's just refreshing and nice. Mm-hmm. And I'm not ashamed to drink it. So
no? No. Because it's not pink.
Right, because it's not pink.
You know what it tastes like to me? It tastes awesome. But remember in high school, like, you know, there's girls. And I don't know how many times I've had that Victoria's Secret love spell in my face.
There were girls in your high school?
A lot.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Right. We'll talk about that later.
That love spell perfume, and I had it in my mouth a lot, and it tastes a little bit like that.
Okay.
But it tastes good, though. It tastes better than that. But you know what I'm saying, you know?
Yeah.
It's reminiscent of that.
You know what? Anything that can help bring back good memories from high school, mm-hmm. I feel like is a pretty good thing.
Suave hairspray.
Suave hairspray. Nice. All right, man. Well, yeah, we'll get into it in just a second here. But first, I'm going to get a paper towel to wipe up this mess that I made.
All right.
All right, guys. We're back. I have cleaned up this sticky mess that I made with the cider, and we're ready to talk about balance. So, I gotta ask you first off, Jay, what is balance?
To me, and you're talking about like an emotional balance, like life balance, right? Or just the scientific definition of balance?
Yeah, no, life balance. Okay. Like what is balance in your life? Like whether it's mental, physical,
okay.
Like,
well, I feel like balance are the things that balance keeps you right in the middle, you know, not too much of one thing, not too much of another. I mean, it's kind of self-explanatory.
So for me, like I worked at the YMCA for a couple of years, right? Mm-hmm. And the YMCA is really big, or they used to be. One of their big mottos used to be mind, body, spirit. Mm. Very simple, very easy, right? But their logo used to be a triangle, mm-hmm. and it was one of those elements was on each side of the triangle, and it was an equilateral triangle, so it was balanced. And so for me, that's always the idea, is to maintain balance between your mind, your body, and your spirit. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are like, your mind and your spirit, aren't those the same thing? Similar, they're connected, right? But like your spiritual focus and your intellectual focus are two different things.
Yeah, I feel like balance is basically a combination of things that you need to stay centered and to stay grounded, you know, because they say, you know, mind, body, spirit, and a lot of people, they hear spirit until they dismiss the rest of it. They're like, ah, yeah, that's foo-foo or whatever. But yeah, it's a combination of things that keep you grounded and keep you here, you know what I mean? And I think when you have those, that kind of balance, it makes you powerful, you know, when you have those three things, it kind of amplifies that groundedness that you need to navigate the world the most effectively and most efficient that you can navigate the world. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's balance.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, it's like there's definitely an importance in balance that it's easy to dismiss. It's easy to not think about because we get so wrapped up in work or we get so wrapped up in our relationships that it's easy to focus more on one thing and think that has more weight than the other things in our lives, you know. But often when we do get wrapped up in work or we get wrapped up in the relationship, we tend to lose focus or lose sight of things that are important for ourselves, for as an individual. And when we lose touch with what's important as an individual, those relationships or work may fall apart because we're not connected to ourselves and who we are. And so when that balance is thrown off, it not only throws off the physical balance or the emotional balance, but it in turn, everything kind of teeters.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, I find that there's not a lot to be thrown off. We are born, not born, but we've learned at a really early age to be imbalanced. You know, a lot of outside forces outside of yourself have caused you to accept this imbalance as balance. You know what I mean? That we look for external things to balance us out, whether it be women, sex, money, whatever. You know, we are taught to believe that we are imbalanced because we lack external, you know, pleasure of some sort, you know?
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I mean, just this focus on money or relationships, sex, things like that, like you were talking about. And I mean, you know, you and I have talked about in the past consumerism and how it impacts our self. Right. Mm-hmm. And when we focus on that consumerism, getting this, getting that, getting, you know, whatever, we forget to think about our other needs.
Yeah. Like being.
Yeah.
Being, you know, being out of balance doesn't allow you to be, you know what I mean? To be centered and to be one with yourself, you have to have that balance, because if not, you're tipped over to one side, you know? So the more balance you have, the more you are, you know, the more you know yourself, you know? And the more in control you are of yourself when you have that balance.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
For a different word.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I mean, very recently for me, I realized that I've not been as balanced as I usually am. Mm-hmm. You know, I try very hard to have spiritual, physical, emotional balance or intellectual balance. And most recently, I've been focusing a lot on work and my relationship, and that focus has kind of taken me away from being myself. Mm-hmm. And so the things that I do to stay balanced, I haven't been doing the way that I usually would.
Right.
You know, because I'm putting more importance on my relationship, you know, and trying to maintain a relationship, and had stopped maintaining myself.
Mm, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's like the reason you get into a relationship with somebody, the reason that they fall in love with you is because you're being yourself.
You hope so.
Hopefully.
You hope right? so. Yeah. Yeah.
yeah. So hopefully you're being yourself and they recognize that in you and they find value in that.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But when we lose the value, when we diminish the value of ourself,
mm-hmm.
the partner diminishes that value as well because they don't see that anymore.
Absolutely. For sure. Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, that's what I find when you put a value that's higher than the value you put on yourself on something external. And that's when I feel like we start going off. Like myself, I've been a little bit imbalanced lately because I've been heavily exploring my spirituality, thinking that's where I'm going to find myself. And so what I had to do is kind of back up out of that, because you think spirituality, you think that all the answers are there, you know, just based on what we were taught. Because I mean, that's an unknown territory for a lot of people, you
Absolutely.
Know, so the more I explore that, the more I thought I was finding myself. And then I realized it enhances the self I already am. You're not just spiritual. You're not just, that's not where the answers are. It's a balance, because you can be imbalanced there, you know, and, you know, kind of use spirituality as avoidance for the other things that you are imbalanced in, you know, just because you're spiritual doesn't mean you're balanced. But, and so I figured that out, and it helped me, being imbalanced in a spiritual way helped me realize that the answers, no matter what it is not external.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So man, now if being imbalanced has helped me find the balance.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Because now I'm aware of an imbalance. A lot of people don't even know that there's a balance to be had. You know what I mean? It's not even a thought to think about balance.
Very one-track minded.
One-track minded. You know, and it's, that's learned. You know, that's programming. That's early programming to not make you aware of yourself.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So. Yeah. And I love that statement that you made, that just because you're spiritual doesn't mean you're balanced. That's so good.
Yeah.
It's like there's, it's a lot of, I think, highly spiritual people put themselves on a pedestal as well because, you know, they, well, I have a connection with the higher power, so therefore I'm good, you know? But it's such a misconception, and it goes on all three of those avenues, the mind, body, spirit. Like any of those that is over focused on or under focused on is going to create that pendulum swing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And
so yeah. But that's, you know, I grew up going to church. I was in church all the time, you know, Wednesdays, Sundays, anytime in between where there were things happening, and, you know, my parents were taking me to church. It was all the time.
You had a good time?
I did, you know, I learned a lot.
Yeah.
It was a great experience. And, I do think that there's definitely value in, religious organizations, religious groups. Mm-hmm. There's definitely an aspect of community that's really important in all of that. And, people who are kind of working towards the same goals,
mm-hmm.
you know, mm-hmm. to help you feel like you're not alone, for one,
right.
you know, mm-hmm. and two, also help you learn to focus and to find the balance,
mm-hmm.
you know, because if you're doing it alone, right. finding balance is almost impossible.
Damn near impossible. You're right.
Right?
For sure. For sure, man.
So I had a lot of great experiences from church, but I also was so focused on spirituality that there were several aspects of my life that went untended.
Mm, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so when I came out in my mid-20s and I came out of the church and I started bringing my focus to, like, you know, physical aspects of my life, you know, I started doing weightlifting and yoga and all of these things that just really helped bring that spiritual aspect of my life to a more, putting it into more physical practice.
Right. Okay. You know? Yeah.
And when you're able to take that spirituality and put it into a more physical practice and create disciplines in your life.
Exactly, dude. Yes. I know what you're saying. For sure. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Yeah. Man, that's what I'm realizing. 'Cause there's some people around that I know that, you know, they're spiritual and everything, but they're not putting it into, they're not harnessing the spirituality that they're finding into actionable things. You know, they're not spreading. I mean, I look at spirituality like this. It's something that you can consume, that you can learn, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, where do you have to spread it out amongst the other things and let that enhance and amplify the other parts of yourself.
All right, guys, I'm back here with Coach Jay Moreno of Masculinity Mastered, and we are full on running, talking about balance. And so I'm curious, Jay, what are some ways that you maintain balance in your personal life?
Let's see. In my personal life, I maintain balance by being open. You know what I mean? Being open to new information, being open to new ideas. You know, it helps keep me grounded. It's, you know, because a lot of times people end up in balance because their mind's closed off. You know what I mean? And they tend to tilt another way. And so over time, no matter what your balance is currently, things change. You know what I mean? And that creates an imbalance if you're not willing to change with the times. You know what I mean? You become inflexible. So what helps me is just being open to new ideas and other people, just, you know,
what they being think open. And yeah,
you know, and being open with, like, you know, being like emotionally balanced, things like that. Mm-hmm. I just leave my mind open and I leave my I process things just, I guess I maintain my balance by just processing everything in a balanced way through all the different pillars of balance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I run it. It's like, it's almost like a process. I run things that happen through those three, four different things that I'm balancing. Mm-hmm. And then whatever comes out on the end, that's something that I add to the newfound balance system that I have.
Yeah.
You
totally.
Know what I'm saying? So, nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, totally.
Okay,
makes
okay,
sense.
Okay.
No,
I like that. I mean, it's good because, like, you know, if we're so focused all the time on one angle of something, mm-hmm. Yeah, it skews our conversations and it skews our relationships and it skews, you know, like who the people that we have relationships with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so if our social circle is focused only in one direction, it's kind of hard to interact with others at a point, you know, you
get right.
to this place where it's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So like for me, you know, I try really hard to make sure that I take care of myself, you know, take care of my temple, as they say.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, I try to make sure that I'm working out like 3 or 4 times a week at least, mm-hmm. you know. I'm big on lifting weights because I've got a very fast metabolism,
mm-hmm.
if you can't tell.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. I'm definitely a featherweight and
yeah. Yeah.
So, but I you know, I focus on lifting weights and I focus on I actually just recently started going back to yoga, which is something that I really enjoy because it's good for strength training, but it also helps you bring focus to your breathing and clearing your mind of things that are distracting you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a form of meditation as well
right.
as physical fitness too.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then on top of that, I'm also really big on eating healthy, which I can attribute partially to my girlfriend. She's just her willpower is phenomenal when it comes to eating healthy, and
yeah.
I really admire that, you know. Mm-hmm. And so that's really helpful having somebody like her in my life who helps remind me of the importance of eating healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, some people might find it useless to eat organic foods and things like that because people have eaten all these terrible foods for however long. That's a whole different conversation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rabbit hole.
Know, right. right. But so definitely not going to go down that rabbit hole, but
not today.
but I try really hard to be conscious of what I eat, what I put in my body, but also give myself space to eat the things that I really enjoy too.
Mm, okay.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. See, I'm finding, I mean, if you think of what balance has in common throughout all the different pillars of balance, it's self. Anything that can keep you focused, not in a selfish way, but in a self-care way on yourself. You know, like yoga brings you back to yourself. You know what I mean? Relationships, keeping your mind open and all these other things. It's focused internally when you can balance those things. You know, it's all about how you manage yourself, you know? And I guess when you look at the pillars of balance, they're almost like walls that contain your spirit in there, you know what I mean? And one wall starts to crumble, you start spilling your spirit out one side of the wall, you know, the container starts to go. So you have to constantly be building these walls of what you feel is balanced to contain your soul in there. You know, once one goes, man, it starts to spill out into the world. And then when you go out of balance and your soul spills out to the world, you no longer have control.
Yep, that's very true. And one of the things too that I like that you talk about a lot is learning, and constantly listening to books, reading books,
yeah.
And taking in information so you can learn to better understand yourself and the world. I really appreciate that.
Nice.
Trying to make sure that you're constantly learning, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like, a lot of times nowadays with men, we're a little bit out of balance. You know what I mean? Because times are changing. And the traditional ways of what I think people think masculinity is, it's not being integrated very well. You know what I mean? Because people aren't willing to be flexible and change. You know, they're not willing to adjust their lens here and there. And I think that creates a really big imbalance. You know what I'm saying? Just not being flexible. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and if you look at it, when you balance, you're on a bicycle or you're on a tightrope, you go back and forth, left, right, but you're still at center. You know what I mean? And so you don't want to fall off.
Yep.
You know, having too much of one side, too much of anything will kill you.
Yep.
Definitely.
Qualified tight rope, literally kill you. It will kill you, you know? So that's where I'm at with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's great. And it's so true, too, because, you know, we've got to give ourselves pull. We've got to give ourselves leeway. Without leeway, without allowing ourselves the ability to make mistakes or to go off track, to go off course a little bit, we can't find balance. You know, I know you know a little bit about the philosophy in Buddhism where without light, there is no dark.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And so it's without this, there is no that concept. Right. And that's with anything.
Right.
So that goes with balance as well. You know, if we're not off balance every once in a while, we don't know what balance looks like.
You don't know where the center point is.
Right.
You have to tip over to know how far you can go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So what are some things then that we can suggest to these guys listening as to things they can do to create balance in their lives?
Well, do the things you're supposed to do. I mean, it's like, you know, we have so much information.
But what is supposed to, though? You know, like, that's the thing. Maybe we think we're doing what we're supposed to, and that's what's creating the imbalance. So what will help us step away from that and create balance for ourselves, for our individual needs?
Well, I think to start off, I mean, there's the, I guess it goes back to what I just said, you know what you're supposed to do. But I mean, we all know what we're supposed to do. You know, you're not supposed to eat a bunch of shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, you're not supposed to, you know, overconsume certain things. You know what I mean? You know that maybe perhaps you should explore some sort of higher power. That's just my opinion. You know what I mean? Just dabble in little things, you know, turn and adjust the knobs, you know, see what works for you. You know, I don't think there's a specific thing that you can be like, do this, you know, but just kind of explore and kind of sample, you know, and adjust your levels here and there and find the balance that works for you. But pick activities or things to add to your life that you know would be beneficial to you. That's kind of what I mean.
Or people, that. You know, adding specific people to your life.
People is huge, huge, man. Huge, 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 huge. Can't stress that enough. It's very important to find people that add value and add balance. That's why it's important to keep your mind open, because if you don't have people around you that are a little bit different than you, you're off balance. It's all one side.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And that's honestly one of the big reasons I've really been valuing getting to know you, you know, is because we're kind of aiming towards the same goal, but we're
different,
very different,
very different life, people. You
know? Yeah. And so, and I think that's awesome that we can come together, we can have these conversations, and we can, you know, end up on the, you know, the same place, trying to reach the same goal. And that, I think, helps create balance in what I'm doing with Into the Dark Blue.
Right.
You know, and so I'm really appreciative that you've become part of my Dark Blue crew, you know.
Thank you, man. I feel good to be a part of that, man. It's really something.
That's awesome. Yeah, man. And so that's important. Like, bring people into your life who challenge you,
right,
who are good for you, are positive energy. Mm-hmm. That's really important.
We're like two pilots, okay? We fly different airplanes, but we both fly.
And we're trying to get the passengers there safe.
There you go. There it is. I'm a fighter jet. You're like a Cessna. No. I'm actually learning to fly.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. I'm going to be a private pilot.
Nice.
Yeah.
You're doing the certifications and everything?
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm feeling good.
All right. Anywho. Well, I'll have to keep that in mind. So when you know, I get big and famous, then I'll have you
fly. I'll fly you around. Awesome. We're dead. All right. You better make sure I'm having a good day, that I'm feeling balanced, or else we're into the mountain, bro. All right.
Don't want to catch a day when he's feeling down.
I know. Process my emotions with you in the airplane. Yeah, you know.
Let me just take a second to say, I am wearing this new Sheath gear and I'm freaking loving it. We're working with some friends at Sheath Underwear. And for you guys who haven't heard of it, it's like upgrading from a studio apartment to a two-bedroom for your junk. There's no rubbing, there's no chafing, and I refuse to wear anything else.
I'm wearing some right now. I've got a Sheath hat on. They have more than just underwear, and I basically switched out my entire wardrobe of underwear for these Sheath ones. They're amazing.
Yeah. Go to sheathunderwear.com and use the promo code DARKBLUE, all caps DARKBLUE, and get 25% off your first order. That's a big deal, guys. Like, seriously.
It is. It's awesome.
Well, I don't know about you, Jay, but I feel like this has been a pretty balanced conversation. What do you say?
I agree. I agree for sure.
Awesome. Well, yeah. Man, I want to thank you so much for joining me today. Like, it's been really great having you here, and this, I love bouncing ideas off you, and just the different things that we come up with in conversation with each other. And so thank you for being here.
Of course, man. Thank you.
And hopefully we can have you back again someday.
For sure.
So, guys, I just want to talk to you real quick, and I just want to thank you so much for your continued support with Into the Dark Blue. I know you guys are probably aware we've been going through a few changes, and I know you haven't seen Jash around as much. He's been going just adulting hard, building a house and building a family and all that sort of thing. So I know we haven't seen him around as much, and so I just want to thank you guys for enjoying the interviews that I've had the chance to sit down and do with some of these guys, and just some of the amazing things that we've gotten to learn from them. And so, yes, thank you for that. And if you guys have any interest in supporting Into the Dark Blue and what we're doing, you can go to our website at www.intothedarkblue.com and check out our support section. Also on Anchor, you can support us there with monthly donations, or we also have Cash App, and you can help us support men's mental health through Cash App, and we will take a portion of that money and donate it to Mental Health America, as well as build Into the Dark Blue and help maintain this content that we're giving you guys. All right, Jay, why don't you take a minute and toast yourself, tell the people where they can find you and what you're doing with Masculinity Mastered.
All right, you can find me at Masculinity_Mastered on Instagram, and you can also find me at peakempowermentpartnership.com. That's where my website is, where, you know, I provide coaching, and that's basically the umbrella. You know, Masculinity Mastered, it falls underneath that.
So what's the point in Masculinity Mastered? I mean, can you tell people, like, why are you doing Masculinity Mastered?
Okay, well, the reason why I'm doing it is provide balance, you know what I'm saying, the way people look at masculinity, because when you think of masculinity, you just think of, a lot of people think about aggression and the more negative parts of it, or things that could be interpreted as negative or toxic or anything like that, you know, and I'm trying to bring awareness to the people that might be toxic, you know, and there's things that I post on there that I want people to start thinking about their thinking. You know, why are you thinking what you're thinking, and how does what you're thinking affect what you're doing? You know what I mean? Say you are a little bit too sensitive as a man. Well, I want you to look at my page and go, well, it's okay to be this way. It's okay to be a little tougher. But maybe you're a little bit too masculine, where you're a little bit toxic. Well, it's okay to be emotional. It's okay to care. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? And then people from the outside, like, I get a lot of feminists on the page, and I want to be like, well, look, men are also like this. There are also men that protect people. There's also men that are here for you. You know what I mean? So I want people to look at that, no matter what angle they come from, and go, oh, I didn't think about that. So it's basically to get people to think about masculinity and men in a little different light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you. Really excited about that.
Appreciate it.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks again for being here. And I want to thank you guys again for listening. And also thanks to Incline Cider for this tasty white peach cider that we've enjoyed today.
Yes.
And we'll check you guys next time. Cheers.
Peace.